USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A leading Republican congressman is telling President Trump that Russian President Vladimir Putin should not have been invited to the White House. Trey Gowdy of South Carolina also advising President Trump to once and for all believe the intelligence community and what it says about Russia's activities.
The president either needs to rely on the people that he has chosen to advise him, or those advisors need to reevaluate whether or not they can serve in this administration. But the disconnect cannot continue.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Toronto police say they're not ruling out terrorism as a possible motive for a deadly mass shooting. A woman and the gunman killed in the shooting last night in Toronto's Greektown neighborhood. 13 people were wounded. And while most remain hospitalized, they are expected to recover. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump is reportedly growing impatient about the pace of talks with North Korea. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
General Vincent Brooks, a top military commander on the Korean Peninsula, says negotiations will move at their own pace.
Diplomacy is a process that takes time, it takes engagement, and it's founded on dialogue and then trust. So the great news is dialogue has opened. There's much posturing, there's much sensing, and there has to be sufficient room for our diplomats, especially our Secretary of State, Secretary Pompeo, to be able to gain the traction and find the opportunity and be able to maneuver toward the outcomes we all seek.
A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll finds 88% of Republican voters surveyed approve of the way President Trump is handling his job. His approval rating among all registered voters now at 45% in the survey, up a percentage point from last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A survivor of the Missouri duck boat accident speaks out about the horrific tragedy that happened. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
Keep us in prayer. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She said, above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes. He said, I'm going to show you where they are. What you want me to do.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits. The boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter.
Tia, not sure how she survived as waves come over her head. She says it's a miracle, but doesn't know how she will go on without her family.
I don't know. I'm gonna do it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Some money was stolen at a fundraising event for the children and victims of last month's knife attack at a Boise apartment complex. $2,000 was taken from the donation jar at the event. The most watched movie over the weekend is not Mamma Mia.
Long time ago, different life.
Now you come back.
Yes, I'm looking for something.
Equalizer 2, starring Denzel Washington, edged out Meryl Streep and Cher in the Mamma Mia sequel. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.